This morning is going to be hopefully quick. I'll try and keep it brief for you. It's going to be like super simple, very basic, and I just want to put out to you where I'm at right now, and then you can see where I'm coming from. I don't know how many of you have seen Love Actually. In fact, I hope none of you have, because it's rated R, and you shouldn't have seen it. But if you happen to catch it on TNT, where they've edited out all of the naughty bits, then you will remember the scene where this gentleman here, portrayed by Andrew Lincoln, goes to the home of the woman who he is secretly in love with and just stands in front of her with a bunch of like cardstock poster board with messages written on it and just silently starts throwing them off and leaving a message of, though I'm a jerk to you in real life, essentially, I've always been in love with you. You are perfect. And it's super heart-wrenching and you're crying by the end of it. And Love Actually. So I'm going to basically do that this morning. I actually thought about not speaking for the next like 10 minutes, but that would have been really dumb. So I am going to speak, but I'm going to try and keep this really, really brief on each slide so that the impact of what I'm saying is not muddled by the fact that I am being, as I often am, too verbose. So, see how it fell back? Just like it was, yeah. That's going to keep happening, so get over it. Here is in, I think, 37 slides, what I believe. I believe that there is a God. When considering all of the options that I have in front of me for why this planet exists the way that it does, or why things are the way that they are, the only conclusion that I can come to is that there is a God. What form that God takes can be debated until the end of time, but ultimately, to me, the most reasonable thing to believe is that there is a God, and that God created everything, which is the natural next step of belief. Beyond God creating everything, I believe that God didn't just create everything and set the earth spinning. And so I also believe that God has been involved in history. Whether that was the empowering of certain people, or the removal of certain people from power, or the movement of nations, or the... well, just everything. I believe that God has been involved in history. Beyond that, I believe that Jesus was the human embodiment of God. I believe that when Jesus came, Jesus represented to all of mankind who God was and who God intended for us to be and how God intended for us to be. And in the next slide, literally no one on this planet will disagree with, Jesus died. Just about everybody believes that Jesus exists and that he died. So here I have the full support of the room. But I also believe that Jesus was resurrected. And that's another thing that I just have not seen any reasonable argument against that holds water with me and that I can disagree with. Jesus was resurrected. Part of why I believe that Jesus was resurrected was because the apostles believed that so genuinely that they were willing to give their lives for it. And they were the most likely candidates to make it up. So if they knew that Jesus hadn't really been resurrected, then why on earth would they die for that? Why would they die for that thing when they could so easily set up a situation where Jesus was fake resurrected, and that they said things that kept themselves alive? Because if they really made it up, then they made up everything after that as well, and they could have very easily made it up to their own benefit, but it seemed like at every possible turn they were making decisions that were monumentally stupid if everything was pretend. Now, all of that is only an academic exercise, and it only matters to me that all of those things are true because I am a broken, sinful mess of a person. I am a liar, and I have done my best to ruin every relationship that I've been a part of. I have tried to ruin my relationship with my parents. I have tried to ruin my relationships with my sisters. I have successfully ruined relationships with, I'll be humble and say, a small number of women. But I have made a pattern in my life of being a selfish, thoughtless, and unreasonable person. And so the reason that all of the existence of God and Him creating the earth and Him being involved in history and Jesus being His embodiment and Jesus dying and Jesus resurrecting only matters to me because in spite of all of that, Jesus loves me anyway. In spite of who I am as a person, in spite of my failures, and in spite of my selfishness and my lies, Jesus loves me anyway. And He took all of my sins and all of my lies and all of the mess that is my life, and He took it to the cross and He crucified it there. And He saved me. He saved me in spite of all that I do to convince Him not to. And in spite of all of that, Jesus loves me. It's interesting to me that the most base and simple of nursery songs that we teach to kids is, at the core of it, the center of my entire belief. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And yet, I still have doubts sometimes. I still struggle with parts of the Bible. There are still things that I can't explain. There were things that I couldn't explain in class this morning. And yet, I still need Jesus. So, I can watch specials on the History Channel. I can read articles on the internet. I can listen to philosophers for hours. I can listen to scientists for hours. And in all of that, in my mind can be sown seeds of doubt. And are sown seeds of doubt. I'm not an idiot. I am capable of listening to logic and reason and having that have an impact on me. And so when I hear logical, reasoned, well-sounded-out arguments against the things that I believe, I can't walk away from that and say, bah, because that would be blind, idiotic faith. And I think of myself more highly than that, obviously. But I can't get around that. At the end of that, when I'm going to bed after spending a couple hours on the internet shaking my own faith, I still need Jesus. So I want you to know, my faith can be shaken. I can question things. I can wonder about miracles. I can watch, again, people say, here's 85 miracles in the Bible that could never have happened, and here's why. I can be bothered deeply by tragedy and pain in the world. And that really bothers me deeply. I can't explain why bad things happen. I can't explain why evil exists in the world. I can't explain why God allows seemingly innocent people to die. I can't explain why natural disasters exist on this planet if it was created by God. Why do things that kill us exist? I don't know. Why does the country of Australia, why was it populated almost entirely with murderous, poisonous creatures? I don't know. I don't know about any of those things, and I can't explain them satisfactorily to you or satisfactorily to myself, honestly. But what I can't deny at the end of the day is my need for Christ. Said at the end of the day for you, Jana. I can't deny that I need Jesus. And so in the swirl of doubts that I experience in my life, in the swirl of uncertainty about what is true and accurate, I know in my heart that I need Jesus, and that is undeniable. I am a wreck without Jesus. So there it is. So if we distill everything about Nathaniel May and his belief system down into three statements, and you want to take these to the bank, and you want to fight me, I will fight you on these three things. There is a God. I am a sinner. And Jesus saved me. You can fight me on everything else. We can talk about it. We can argue about it. We can have conversations about it. We can disagree about it. And I will be somewhat flexible on a whole lot of things. But I will not be flexible on God's existence, my sin, and Jesus' response to my sin. I hold on to those things firmly. And what is really interesting, as you get right down to it in the Bible, is that the Bible doesn't ask you to believe much more than that to be saved at all. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We can talk about other things around that, but that is the core of my belief. And I can doubt a lot of other things, but I don't doubt that. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us the capacity to think and for giving us the capacity to reason. Thank you for the wonder that is our minds. And thank you, Father, for not just choosing to give us intrinsic belief, Father, but to give us the option to come to that belief on our own. Thank you, Father, for being so magnificent in love and magnificent in mercy and wonderful in patience that you would sacrifice yourself on our behalf because of your love for us, and then, Father, wait for us to finally come around to seeing what you have done for us. God, thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for your patience with our questions. Thank you for your patience with our doubts. Thank you for your patience with our wrestling with things that are so clear and obvious to you, but that are so murky and unclear to us. God, we don't know the answers to even a tiny fraction of the questions that we want answers to. And we know that you know them. We know that you know those answers, and you know the questions before we even ask them. God, as you choose to reveal yourself to us and you bless us with knowledge, help us to be grateful to you for that, and help us to not give ourselves the credit for the things that you have done in our lives. God, give us faith. Help us to seek you honestly. And as we seek you honestly, Father, please be kind and reveal yourself to us. We love you. We want to be like you. We want to be with you. So, Jesus, we ask you to please come back. Give us a heart for your word in the interim time. Holy Spirit, please guide our footsteps and guide our words and help us to be all that you would have us to be. We ask these things, Father, not because we think we deserve them, but because we ask them in the name of your Son. Amen. We are going to sing a song right now. And if you ever have any questions about what I believe or why I believe it, please, please come and ask me. But please also, you don't have to put it on PowerPoint, but would you please think through this for yourself as well? Think about what it is that you actually believe and who you actually believe in and why you believe that. It did me a world of good to put this together. I mean, you would think it shouldn't have, because this should have already been in my mind, but writing it down slide for slide, super fast to type as opposed to write, was really beneficial for me to have confidence in knowing what it is that I stand for and what I believe. So I would encourage you to do the same thing. Right now, I encourage you to sing along as we sing.